Joined here by head coach Damon Collins of the Princeton Tigers. The Tigers remain unbeaten. They got a victory over Trenton on Friday night, going to 6-0. That's always half the story in the world of coronavirus. Hopefully it improves in 2021. But in 2020, there were a handful of games that Princeton was going to have, coach. And you guys are taking it easy as far as the school district. You're going to go to distance learning. And that means no basketball between now and January 1st, correct?
We're still in person. We just have our basketball team will be out for a little bit, so we won't be playing some games for a little bit here until after Christmas. But it's kind of the way the year has gone. I think we've been fortunate to get the six games in that we've had.
Well, and at least it's still in person learning, so you can kind of get some of the stuff done. And yeah, I know that you and Coach Stickin, you kind of have similar philosophies with the way you want to handle things. So, you know, having him on the bench for the Trenton game and for practices and those things is you're kind of home dealing. Dealing with a little bit under the weather, that's helpful to have Ethan on the bench, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, having a guy that, experienced, on the same page as you, and, the kids seem to respond to him, just as good.
The couple of games that I've called, Worth County and then the Trenton game the other night. Yeah, both times, and granted, Worth County is a lot closer than Trenton, but both times, especially offensively, a slow start in the first quarter. Not the first time that you kind of dealt with this problem, I'm sure, over the years, but if you have a team that has a little bit of an issue first 4 or 5 minutes getting their offense going, what are the things that you can do to help that along?
Well, I think, we've struggled here lately getting started. I think, a big part is our defense a little bit ahead of our offense at the moment, and so it takes us a little bit in the game to start, forcing some turnovers and get some things on defense to help create our offense. But I think we'll keep working and keep improving our offensive side, and hope we can come out with some quicker starts on the offensive end.
I was talking with Coach Coe, Trenton Shows, yesterday about your defense, and I'm so impressed. And I say, I'm not bright enough of his basketball mind to kind of figure out what it is, other than the fact that your defense, you guys have really active hands, you move, and you don't give up a whole lot of dribble penetration, kick out threes, and things like that. That seems to be one of the big keys to why you're so good this year, is that you just don't give up a lot easy on the defensive end.
Oh, definitely. That's where we pride ourselves. We know. That's our biggest strength, is getting started there. We, like you said, we don't want to let guys get by us. We want to keep guys in front of us. If they're going to hit shots, we want them to be contested over the top of us. And then, of course, it helps, inside whenever you get, if you do get some penetration, we stay on you. We got some decent size in there contesting and blocking shots inside as well.
I thought, for the other night, you can look at Zeb, and you can look at a lot of your guard play and guys with the ball in the hoop. But I thought the MVP of that game for Princeton against Trenton was Ashton Bent. I thought, he was able to use his body well and get rebounds, get 12 points. I thought he had a really effective night for the Tigers off the bench. And it's not the first time I've seen Ashton play well. He's an effective piece for you coming off that bench, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. He's one of those kids who we say, we have more than five starters, and he's been coming off the bench for us lately and, doing a great job. And, I think that's part of it. They don't get caught up on who's starting and who's playing when. They just go as hard as they can when they're out there. And he's definitely been a big factor for us, giving us a little more strength and physicality inside for us than what we would have had without him.
Well, and here's the thing with the schedule, too, because I was talking about this morning on sports with Princeton and with Milan. Milan has had a lot of games move back. You guys now are going to have a lot of games move back, including that trip to Green City, it sounds like, on the 29th of December. Yeah, assuming, and there's no 100% assumption that those games will be played, but if they are, it's going to make January really busy. So once you come off of a Christmas break, the Tigers are going to have to get after it real quick.
Oh, definitely. I think it's going to be like that for a lot of teams. I think we'll have a lot more three-week games than just tournament weeks. I think we may already have at least one, maybe two Saturdays already scheduled. We're just trying to, that second half is going to be fitting games in whenever you can get them. Probably playing more games than you are practices.
I know there has to be a certain level that you put on and say, hey, we want to win these games because they're conference games. But, you fell one game short and Milan got you last year of getting that GRC championship. When you talk about goals that the Tigers have this year, Coach, and you got a victory over Trenton to start conference play on Tuesday, how high on that list is trying to win the GRC title?
Oh, you know, it's definitely up there. Kind of the goal of just trying to win everything you can. Conference is definitely a big one. One that, like I said, last year we were able to win, three tournaments district, but weren't able to get the conference. So it's still something we'd like to be able to check off, as conference champions.
Yeah, and last year too, and you have to look back and say, Princeton went as far as they did, as they have in the history of the program last year, all the way to the Civic Arena. You won a game there, and then Platte Valley got you in the quarterfinals, one game short of the Final Four. But that for the kids that are returning, getting the taste of being there, you get the taste of being there, and then you have the disappointment of getting within one game of a trip to Springfield and fall a little bit short. But that's huge motivation for the guys coming back, isn't it?
No, definitely, and I think, that experience is huge whenever you get in some other big games as well. I think, just that motivation factor of being there and wanting to get back there, I think has been a big driving point for us, in the off season and so far at the start of the season.
So assuming that you can keep practicing in those things, and yeah, I know those are assumptions that you cross your fingers and hope that you can, but what's kind of the plan that you and Coach Stickin have for trying to get the kids in the gym, trying to avoid the virus, and making sure that the kids have Christmas and New Year's time with the families too? What's kind of the plan here for the next 2 weeks for the Tigers?
Well, we kind of got our plans kind of told to us a little bit. We're going to have a good 10 days off where everyone's just going to be at home, and it's going to be tough to get a lot done on your own and staying in shape. But then, we'll get back after it after Christmas. Number one, we just want everybody to be healthy and just fortunate to get in as many games as we have.
So bottom line is, there's a lot of different options schools can go to with in-person, not in-person, what's happening with sports. But for Princeton, for the time being, the kids are in school, but there isn't necessarily practice. So once practice begins again, there's going to be some conditioning work to be done.
No, definitely. Like I said, having some time off, is kind of big here at this point. We've kind of had, sickness going around the area. It's kind of, good to stay healthy and be able to get back at it when we're ready.
Has anybody in that senior class that you have, Coach, does anybody kind of step forward as the leader on the floor for the team, or is that something that your seniors just kind of, do they split that job and just kind of lead by example?
I think, kind of the whole senior class as a whole has kind of been some very good leaders, kind of have at times, some different players step up. As you said, Ashton Bent stepped up the other night. We've had, Eli Hinkey, Owen Schreffler, Zeb Schwarzkopf, Justin Riley Rhodes, Dakota Thomas, all those seniors do a real good job of leading the other guys and are just, really good teammates on top of that.
I agree with you on that. Do you know off the top of your head, because I don't have the information here, do you know when the makeup date with Gallatin is? Is that, I want to say, like mid-January or something like that?
I want to say that was one of those added on Saturday. Off the top, I couldn't even tell you if it's a Saturday, but I want to say the 23rd in my head.
That sounds right. There's so many pieces of information going through my head. But, yeah, Gallatin, I think it was Putnam County and Princeton, and they rescheduled them for two separate Saturdays in January. So that's floating around Facebook if folks want to see that. I think Coach is right on that, though, on the 23rd. You do have, Coach, at least a little bit of time between New Year's Day and then your game at home with South Harrison on the 8th of January. Would that be potentially something that you could look at and say, let's get some games in between the 1st and the 8th?
I think we'd be willing to make up these games anytime the other teams are willing. Of course, that's always the tough thing, is finding a date that works for both the teams with, everybody having a full schedule. Our AD, Scott Escher, has been doing a great job of getting all our games made up that have been canceled so far.
Yeah, Mercer Monday, La Plata Tuesday, Green City on the road on the 29th. They await rescheduled dates, and Princeton will go to Gallatin on a Saturday in January to make up those GRC games. Appreciate the time, Coach. Get healthy. I know you're home taking care of the kids today. Wish for good health and all those things for Princeton as you return to practice here in a couple of weeks. Congrats on your 6-0 start.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage, and happy holidays.